This is GPB Atlanta. I'm Leah Fleming. When I first moved to Atlanta 2 years ago, I was in a plaza in Midtown to go to a store. And I parked in a stall that had the store's sign on it. And I went to the cash machine at the bank. And then I came back around to go to the store. But as I crossed the lot, I saw that I had a boot on my car. Welcome to Atlanta. So this is a scenario that a lot of drivers face in the city all too often. And it can feel really predatory and unfair. I can tell you now that I refuse to do any business in Midtown because of that experience. Anyway, today the Atlanta City Council is planning to vote on a booting ordinance. It is a problem not just in Atlanta, but also across the state. And joining me to talk more about this is Chris Joyner. He is with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Good morning.
Good morning.
So as I just mentioned, my experience with booting, but there have been others who have had some violent interactions with these car booting employees. Tell me about that.
Sure. Well, we had early morning, the morning of Thanksgiving, a shooting in a parking lot in Buckhead. I think some of the facts of that are still being sorted out, but what we do know is that a man came back, found his car was booted. There was an interaction with the booting company employee, and the man who owned the car ended up getting shot in the thigh and had to be taken to the hospital. Both men have had charges filed against them in that. And so I think that the legal system is going to sort of sort out what happened there. But I know I've spoken to attorneys who work this issue, and one of them who is representing the man who was shot, and he says he's not the least bit surprised that this ended up in this kind of violence. He's been predicting it for a long time because of how people interact with these booting company employees. It's very tense, often very late at night. It feels like sort of a ransom situation, and so the emotions get ginned up pretty quickly over something like this.
Yeah, and it's not just a problem in Atlanta. You've found out.
It's true. I mean, it's a problem statewide, and I hear about it all the time because I've done reporting on it, and sure enough, somebody gets booted. They Google booting in Georgia. My name comes up, and I get a call. It's a problematic parking enforcement mechanism because of how motorists generally perceive it, which is that they've been trapped and that their car is being held hostage until they pay whatever the fee is. Now, in Atlanta, it's $75 because it's governed by ordinances. But you get outside Atlanta, and it can be anything, and particularly in areas that don't have a governing ordinance. And I've talked to people who've paid hundreds of dollars on the spot to get their car back, and you know they're pretty ticked off about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this legislation that the City Council is looking at today, how big a deal is it? And what does it say?
It's not as big a deal as it started out, because there was real discussion in the committees in City Council, the Public Safety Committee, that they might outlaw booting entirely, and that's been done in some counties, Gwinnett and Cobb, for instance. And Clayton, they do not allow booting as a practice. That has morphed over time as booting companies have lobbied the city council, and now this is an ordinance that would tighten up regulation. It would require, you know, some additional signage or clarifying the signage in the parking lots, I guess professional attire on the part of the booting employees so that people recognize that they're like legitimate people and not just they're being scammed out of their money.
Yeah. So I know that representatives of these booting companies have spoken to city councils like Atlanta. What have you heard? What are they saying? Because I know they say they provide really a valuable service.
It's true. And it's worth talking about because as anybody who travels in parts of the city knows, sometimes it's hard to find a parking spot. And people who own businesses and have designated parking areas, they want those parking spots for their customers, not just for people who are looking for just some place to put their car for free, for instance, and don't want to pay for parking. The booting companies say this is a solution to like a legitimate business problem, but motorists just don't see it that way.
So as we look toward the future of booting in Atlanta, you think it's pretty much here to stay, although maybe with some changes?
You know, I think it's really tough to say. I think one thing that is clear is people are not going to ever like this method of parking control. Mm-hmm. It offends people in some sort of basic level, and that's not going away. Whether or not it means that the practice changes in some way or eventually is outlawed, you know, I think that's something to watch. But I think, something like we had on Thanksgiving morning, a shooting. We're going to see things like that again. Maybe not that severe, maybe not soon, but they're going to continue to be beefs in these parking lots at 2 o'clock in the morning between people who are, tired or maybe had a little to drink, and they find that their car is immobilized, and a stranger comes up and demands $75 from them. You know, it's just a recipe for conflict.
For conflict, yeah. All right, Chris Joyner is a reporter with the AJC. Thank you so much for coming by to talk. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
This is GPB Atlanta.